This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
On you. What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of this personality disorder and these traits. You don't have to be diagnosed to be a narcissist person. We all know that. Today's episode is going to be entitled, The Healing is on You. The healing is on you. So if y'all don't follow Matt Pfeiffer Coaching, I hopped on one of his lives yesterday. He was talking about, you know, the being in a relationship with a narcissist, a toxic relationship or whatnot, how the pain you go through, the pain and suffering, the stuff that they put you through, the stuff that they do to you, that's on them. But the healing is 100% on you. So that, I was like, dang, that is absolutely true. It just makes you think, doesn't it? Because the responsibility from healing from a toxic relationship or a narcissist relationship or any type of abusive relationship in general is on the person that was abused, the abusee. The abuser are going to keep doing their thing or whatever unless they get locked up for whatever they've done, if it's that heinous, whatever they've done to you. But the person who survived it, the survivor or the thriver, the healing is on you. You are responsible for your healing. You absolutely are. Because that narcissist or toxic person, we can't heal like you can. That just keep it real. A narcissistic person, we can't heal on our own. We have to seek out other people to get validation from, to tell our side of the story to get validation from and to heal from the stuff that we did to you. We might blame you for the stuff. We might, you know, try to hold you accountable for what you sat through, what you put up with and things like that. But then we can't justify on our own. So we find a new supply that justifies it for us. All my exes are crazy. Let me tell you about what my crazy ex did. And the new supply is lapping it up like a dog, a thirsty dog that gets a water bowl in front of it. They're just lapping it all up. You mean you hear the sound? Yep, 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 yep. You see how that goes right there? So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people or whoever, you have to understand that that's the healing is on you. They're not going to take accountability for what they did to you, unless there is something they get from it. Either they get you back, or they feel, so it helps them, or they in Alcoholic Anonymous or something like that. You know what I mean? They're not going to take responsibility for anything that they did to you, because most narcissists are going to blame you for staying through it. I thought you were okay with it because you stayed so long. So we were together for 15 years. Now it's a problem. Now it's a problem. We've been doing the same thing for 15 years. And now it's a problem. You see how I can play the victim right there? You see, you can hear it in my voice, can you? The victim mode. So right now you're going to leave me 15 years by myself because of how I've been treating you. I've been treating you the same for 15 years. Why is it a problem now? You hear them say that. You hear a lot of narcissists and toxic people open their mouth and say that to you. Why is it a problem now? A narcissist will not help you heal from them. How can they, y'all? I know people are going to say, well, they can give you closure, Lee. The narcissist can provide you closure. Narcissistic people are more than likely, most likely, rarely ever will give you any type of closure. Because you know why? Because closure is something closure is an internal thing. You can't get closure from an external person or external object or an external being. You have to get closure. Closure is intrinsic. It's internal. It's something you give to yourself. They're not going to help you heal. They can't help you heal. You can't heal. You can't fully heal in the same environment that got you sick. You can't. You just can't do that, y'all. You can't fully heal from a person if you're still in contact with them. If you're still allowing them to say and do the things that they've always done to you, say and do to you, then how can you heal from that? That's what no contact is for. That's what gray rocking is for. That's what low contact is for. You know what I mean? That's what all that type of stuff is for right there. The lower the contact, the better. Of course, if you're co-parenting or you got a parallel parent or whatever, you have to be in contact with your narcissist, toxic person. But Otherwise, what are you doing? I know there's fear factor. Somebody, I talked to a lady yesterday. She was just scared. She's like, I'm scared if I break with this person, you know, pop up in my house. He has a lot of, he's a firm believer in the Second Amendment. You know what I mean? So he has a lot of those things right there. The Second Amendment allows you to buy. He's a collector. So I'm scared to pop up in my house. Yeah, fear, that, you know, physical fear is a palpable thing, y'all. But the healing is on you. You have to take responsibility for your healing. You just have to, because if y'all get out of a relationship with a narcissist and you're still blaming that narcissist a year later, 2 years later, how can you fully heal, y'all? Because when you're blaming something, you're putting the power and the onus on that thing, that person, place, or thing. You're putting it onto them. The narcissist treated me so terribly. People are like, yo, the narcissist treated you so terribly. But if you go ask that narcissist, why did you treat me so terribly? Most of them are going to say, well, because you allowed to, you're okay with it. We were vibing. We didn't have any problems until you brought it up. We didn't have problems until you invaded my privacy. We didn't have any problems until you started questioning what I was doing. You didn't have any problems until you caught me doing this. We didn't have any problems, it's going to be your fault. It's going to be your fault. They're going to blame you. So imagine trying to get some closure from a person that puts the...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blame all onto you. You have to heal from the y'all. Healing. Like I said, this is one of the tools I found to help a lot of people healing. This right here, the Trauma Bond Recovery Journal. You can find this on Amazon. I don't get paid for people buying this. This is Lisa Sunny. She's, you know, stronger than before on all platforms. The Trauma Bond Recovery Journal can help you assist in your healing, y'all. It can help you assist in your healing. And this is the next book I'm reading. It's called Love You More by Carrie McAvoy. She's on all platforms as well. Check those two books out. Those books are about healing and going through narcissistic relationships and finding your power and peace, finding a community. The healing is on you. Yes, the healing from this is your responsibility, but you don't have to do it by yourself. You can find a group. You can find a community of people who've been through shared similar experiences. Get on TikTok. Get on TikTok and follow the hashtag. Resetting. Powering back up. Get on TikTok. Follow the hashtag NarcTalk. You can find some people on there that are trying to help you heal. You know, find some support groups like Sinful, SYNFUL _. She has a great support group on Facebook. Lisa Sunny, the author of Stronger Than Before. Great support group on Facebook. You know, also, like I said, follow me on Instagram if you don't already. Instagram, there's a community of people in my comment section to become friends through shared similar experiences. You can inbox me anytime. They're friends on there, y'all. Talking it out, journaling, all this stuff, it helps. Get it out your system. Absolutely, get it out of your system, because the more and more I feel like you internalize this and you keep it to yourself and you don't tell anybody, the more poisonous it becomes. Your thoughts become poisonous to your healing. Until you get this stuff out of your system, it's going to be in your system, eating away at you from the inside out, like a parasite. You know what I mean? It's parasitic. It very, very is. It really, really is. And the longer you stay in this parasitic, narcissistic, toxic relationship, how do you expect to heal? How do you expect to get past it, y'all? How do you expect to get through it? You can't. This is damn near impossible to get past and get through this type of stuff, y'all. So right now, where you are in your journey, you have to empower yourself. That narcissistic person, it's not going to help you heal. Unless you talking about that narcissistic person is me. Now, I can try to help you heal a little bit. Ben Taylor can try to help you heal a little bit. Go check out Cluster B Milkshake. She can help you out a little. She can help you heal a little bit, too. Those are narcissists that can help you heal because they're telling you what they've done. You know what I mean? And how they go about doing things. Because that narcissist, the narcissist in your life, when they put you through the pain, they're not going to help you heal. If anything, they're going to try to put you through more pain. Because a lot of times they won't just leave you alone. They're not going to ride off into the sunset on a damn horse and buggy and ride away from you. They're going to keep coming back into your life. They're going to try, if anything, they're going to try to stop you from healing. They're going to put a hindrance to the healing process, especially if you walked away from them. If you walked away from that relationship, if you broke up with them, if you discarded them, they're not going to just sit back willy-nilly and just like, look, I deserve everything you did to me. I deserve you breaking up with me. I was a terrible person to you. Happy healing. And just leave you alone and ride off through this. That rarely, if ever, happens out. So again, the healing is on you. You have to heal yourself. The healing journey is a healing journey. I didn't say a healing path, because healing path is something you be on by yourself. A healing journey is when you can invite, you can find other people going through the same thing on a journey. You know, Lord of the Rings. Watch the Lord of the Rings. They started off by themselves. They went to, and they teamed up and found the Fellowship of the Ring. You know what I mean? Some people are going to go back. The more you go back, the longer it's going to take you to heal. I promise you that. You can't heal. You can keep going back, keep going back, keep going back, keep going back. And you're going to blame the narcissist. Why don't you treat me better? You keep promising me that you're going to change. You can't continue to blame them. Blaming them gives the power to them. And as long as they have the power, they're going to exude and exercise that right of power and control over you. I know how my mind works. Every time you come back, I'm going to just like, okay, you're fine with this then. So it wasn't as bad as you thought it was. Welcome back. And I know it takes a survivor an average of 7 times to leave. Let's get that damn number down, y'all. 7 times is a lot of damn times going back and forth to somebody. Let's get that goddamn number down. 7 days. Samara coming from the ring. 7. Let's get that number down, because 7 means that one could have took somebody 1 time to leave, or and it could have took the next person 13 times to leave. Imagine 13 times back and forth. That's a lot, y'all. 7 plus 13 plus 1 is 14 divided by 2, 7. The average is 7. So you don't want to be the 13. You want to try to get to the 1 or 2. So just get it lower, y'all. Again, y'all, the healing is on you. Your healing is your responsibility. Take control of your healing. Take it in, get it out of your system. Heal. Find a support group. Find people around you. The healing is on you. You got it. Empower yourself. I know it seems like it's going to be lonely, but it's not lonely. I have damn near 2 million people that follow me about narcissist stuff. So you're definitely not alone. Trust me on this. Trust me on this one right here. Lee, why should we trust you, a narcissist? Trust me on this right here. Trust me. But anyways, y'all, let me hop off this thing. Live in-person meetup. Booking the venue today, Honeysuckle at the Lakewood in Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd, 3 p.m. until. Come through, say hey, me, Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations. Come check us out. Mental Illness is out. Peace.